Next up is agenda item two, that is PR 2025-020016, minor plat 2025-00028. This is a request for preliminary final plat submitted by Priscilla and Brielle Smith as agents for Alberto Almeida, who requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lots tracts 1 through 3, Anderson Edition number 2, zoned R1A and located at 714 Summer between 7th Street and 8th Street Northwest, containing approximately 0.11 acres. Do we have representatives of the applicant team here?
Yes.
Good morning. Would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Priscilla Smith, 2659 Vista Manzano Loop, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87144.
Thank you. So please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead. Please tell us about this project.
I do have another representative, Brielle. She's going to be, she's the one that's been working the most on this. So she'll be explaining.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hi. Are you there? Thank you.
Yes.
You state your full name and mailing address for the record.
Yes, this is Brielle Smith. The mailing address is 2659 Vista Manzano Loop, Rio Rancho, 87144.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. So we are wanting to make this lot a one cohesive lot. There are currently three lot lines going through it, which restricts us. So we're wanting to make it one cohesive lot.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else you'd like to add before I call for public comment?
No, sir. Oh, we are also wanting a determination of keeping the sidewalk the same size.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see if there's any public comment. If so, you'll have the chance to respond. So for everyone here, this is agenda item two, request for a preliminary final plat at 714 Summer Northwest. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that matter. See, I'm scrolling through the participants. I don't see anyone indicating they'd like to speak. Again, calling for public comment on agenda item two. Last call for public comment on agenda item two. Okay, Ms. Smith, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, so we'll go ahead and proceed to the DFD specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. Please raise your right hand, sir. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Water Authority has no objection. I'd added an informational comment, just kind of a question, because it's a portion of three lots. I didn't know if the other, the remaining had to be included, but that was just question on my end for the city to look at. So that's all for the Water Authority. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll just request that any applicable DFT members who would like, please weigh in on that question for Mr. Gutierrez. Let's go next to hydrology, Mr. T. Quan Chen. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
T. Quan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection for future development. Gradient drainage plan may be required for building permit. That's all from hydrology. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Let's go next to transportation, Mr. Ernest Armijo. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. Justification for determination is acceptable to transportation. We have no objections.
Thank you. And did this determination, is this on the plat yet, or is this something that we would want to be a condition?
Oh, I did not look at the plat for the language on there. I'd only looked at the justification letter. I'll need to take a quick look at the plat.
Thank you, sir. I see Jay Rodenbeck with the hand raised. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do. This is Jay Rodenbeck. We can do similar to the previous case where we'll need to have a note added to the plat noting the DHO determination approval, and we'll need to have a finding in the notice of decision should this be approved today.
Okay, Thank you, sir. Let's go next to code enforcement. Mr. Jacob Boylan, please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do. This
Thank you. Go ahead.
is Jacob Boylan speaking on behalf of Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement has no comments and no objections.
Thank you. And next, Parks and Recreation, Ms. Anthony Montoya, if you please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks has no objection.
Thank you. Let's go next to the Planning Department comments. Who will be delivering those today?
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. Marcelo Ibarra will be.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, just a couple of things on this one. Just to highlight that this one is within the CPO 12. So I gave the guidelines for future development on this one by as per those. Also, it was highlighted at sketch that it was in compliance with the contextual lot size standards, so that's fine. And finally, just the standard comments that I'll be putting in the chat, such as prior to final sign-off of the plat, the HS office must approve the DXF file and proof of approval must be submitted. The date of the DHO approval shall be recorded in the final plat, and also the project and application numbers must be added to the plat. Along with the note of the determination. I'll include that as well. And that's all my comments.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. I see Mr. Rodenbeck with a hand raised.
This is Jay Rodenbeck, Mr. Hearing Officer. I just want to confirm with the applicant, Priscilla Smith and Briella, that I'm going to share my screen here just so it's on the record here. The entirety of this subject property area for this replat is owned by Alameda and let's see, or sorry, Alberta and Maria Alameda,
Yes.
correct? Okay, just confirming that on the record. Just want to make sure that's out there. And what's basically being done with this replat is just consolidating those existing lot lines that exist on this property, correct?
Yes, correct.
Yes.
Eliminating those. Maria and Alberto Almeida are my parents, and I have power of attorney.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you for that. Okay. Any other comments from any of the DFT members? Okay. And do we have all the proposed conditions in the chat? Let's see.
I
There we
believe so.
go. Okay, thank you, Mr. Ibarra. All right, anything further from the applicants?
I do have one question, just clarification. So the DXF file that needs to be approved by AGS, is that the packet that I submitted to you guys in the dashboard prior to this DHO meeting?
Now let's go to Mr. Rodenbeck for that. Go ahead, sir.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So we need to check that and confirm that. But I mean, this is just a standard condition that if you've addressed it, great, then you don't need to address it. But our Aegis office will review your DXF file, your digital file, and they have an independent process of that from this DHO process. It's just something that we need to confirm has been done, and we can coordinate with you out of this hearing, with that. And there's an email that you got to email your packet to. We can provide that for you. And did you work with our Aegis office on the approval of the DXF file already?
I don't believe I have. And then, so the
Yeah.
DXF file is just essentially the packet and the project that we're wanting to.
It's going to be this application packet for the plat and the actual DXF file, like the AutoCAD DXF file for the plat bound the parcel boundary. Because our Aegis office incorporates that into our parcel database system. And like I said, it's something that we as staff, we can help you out with after this meeting. It won't affect the decision on the plat by the hearing officer. It's just something that you'll need to address before the DFT staff here and the city engineer Shahab Bizar can sign off on your plat, and you'll need those sign-offs before you can get the plat recorded with the county.
Okay, thank you. So I will be going to you to get more information about
Yeah,
this.
Marcella, me or Marcella, we'll get that information to you after
Okay.
the chat.
I can get it too. Yes.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. All right. Well, having heard the testimony and reviewed the written evidence, I'm ready to rule on agenda item two, which is PR 2025-020016, minor plat 2025-000028, request for a preliminary final plat. Excuse me. And I hereby approve the said plat with the associated determination because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, prior to final sign-off of the plat, the AGIS office must approve the DXF file and proof of that approval must be provided. Next, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat. Next, the project and application numbers must be added to the plat. And finally, the DHO determination detail must be added as a note on the plat. Thank you, everyone. That concludes agenda item two.